You know, you think about Memorial Day, dude, and you know, the one thing we got to remember is what this holiday is for the people that are out there each and every day for us, that support us and protect us. And just recently, we lost one of our soldiers. He was Sergeant Jabron Knox of Auburn, and yesterday, his widow, Courtney, held a press conference.
I remember the tearful drive to the airport and him grabbing my hand and telling me we were in the home stretch now. That he was already halfway done with the deployment and he would soon be home. He was always full of life and energy. His compassion for people was evident by his willingness to help anyone in need, whether they were going through a rough time and needed to laugh, or whether they needed his muscle, which he was always willing to show off.
As Courtney Knox, widow of Jabron Knox, died in the line of duty last week, and we have his best friend, Dakota Smith, here in the studio. Thank you very much for coming in here this morning, Dakota. I know this is a very rough time for you, bud.
Thanks for having me.
The main reason we wanted to have you in is I know you have some special things planned for Jabron in his memory, which we'll get to here in about 10 minutes. But, I mean, you're his best buddy. Give us a little background on Jabron, what kind of a guy he was and that kind of thing.
He's a really great guy. Anyone that ever met him, you know, would realize that within just a few minutes of meeting him. He would really lighten a room. Anytime he came around, he was just a great guy and would make everyone laugh and just fun guy to be around.
Now, he went into the service right after high school then?
About 2 years after high school.
Is this something he always talked about doing? Or?
No, not really. He tried to do some baseball. He was a really good athlete at DeKalb, and he's going to play some baseball. He had a couple offers for football, too, and kind of ventured on that, and then he ended up joining the military after that.
And obviously, you know, protecting our country is a pretty big deal, and last week lost his life. I mean, when you first heard about this, I mean, being his best friend and everything, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal. It's just something that you don't ever think is going to happen to you, and when it does, it doesn't really sink in, and there's that certain point that it does, and once it does, it's really tough.
And not only that, but he's got a little boy now. It's got to be tough just knowing that. And you know, he's got a wife. And to see the press conference yesterday was just, and I know I could see your face too. It's hard to hear her talk about him now that he's gone and he's got a baby now. It just makes it even more tough.
It is really tough. I was just glad that he got 2 weeks when Braylon was born to spend with him before he was shipped out. And then that he did get to come home 3 weeks ago. And it's unfortunate that it happened, but you know, everything happens for a reason. And it was really, I was really happy to see that he was able to come home before that happened and see his family one more time.
Dakota Smith is in studio here with us this morning, best friend of Sergeant Jabron Knox of Auburn, who lost his life serving our country just last week. Now, I know the funeral arrangements have been made, and it's going to be Tuesday at the World War II Victory Museum, which is a perfect place to honor him.
Yeah, and there's going to be quite a few people there, and I think that's why we ultimately decided to have it there. He touched so many lives, and that's about the biggest venue in Auburn that we could do.